From NPR and the Futuro Media Group, it's Latino USA. I'm Nadia Raymond, sitting in for Maria Hinojosa. Today on Latino USA, it's all about the music.
They were asking us before, what was the first album you ever bought? And I said Jimi Hendrix, he said The Cream.
Music and madness at the Latin Alternative Music Conference.
I have one secret I can share with you. Before we enter the stage, we always like...
We yell.
We yell. We hug the four of us like in a circle, and we say, "No volvimos loco, no volvimos loco."
Then thoughts from two congressmen on the future of immigration reform in the House.
The 11 million people that are here, that's not the cause of the problem, that's the effect.
All this and more coming up on Latino USA. Quédense con nosotros. Stay with us.
I'm Irene Diaz. I'm a singer-songwriter from Los Angeles, and this is called Crazy Love.
It's Latino USA. I'm Nadia Raymond, sitting in for Maria Hinojosa. Today, we're taking you with us to the Latin Alternative Music Conference, otherwise known as LAMC. Everywhere, there are new artists, established acts, industry people, and the occasional journalist. For the crew here at Latino USA, LAMC is like Christmas. We love it, and we're there every year. It's a special treat for me, since most weeks I help pick out the music for the show. And this year, if you missed it, we've got your back. We asked veteran and new artists to trade advice. Sometimes they were about health.
I think you have to have a strong kidney. My name is Lila Downs, and I am a singer-songwriter from Oaxaca and Minneapolis.
Lila Downs is taller than you might expect. She was wearing a woven blue huipil with a matching sassy miniskirt. It was a little bit of a shock to hear her talk about drinking like a rock star.
For me, like, drugs are like, if I have a car crash accident, I become like deformed. Maybe I can make some good art out of it. But it doesn't mean like, dude, you should totally should be in a car accident.
Ulises Hajis, a musician from Venezuela, surprised us when he dissed the Beatles' more psychedelic, drug-infused records. He's a big fan, but when it comes to substance abuse...
For me, drugs is like that. Like, okay, I know like Lou Reed did a lot of heroin, and I like that song, but it's like, I'm not gonna do a heroin for a good song. No, hell no.
And DJ Afro from Los Amigos Invisibles really wants to know from newer artists...
How do you create new fans? How do you do that? I don't know how to do that.
He does admit that...
I'm not probably the right guy to do advice because I could be richer and I'm not. But I would say that in order to be happy doing what you do is just follow your dream and follow your music. I mean, don't pretend to be something that you're not. Try to do music that you like because you're going to be playing it for a long time.
But let's go to where the LAMC action is. Live shows.
Well, this song is called Colombo. It talks about some bunnies.
One country that really brought it this year was one near and dear to my heart, Chile. I'm the product of Chilean exile. My father left Villa Alemana when he was 17. He ended up in Costa Rica. I grew up listening to Victor Jara and Violeta Parra singing in the background. So whenever I hear Chile and music in the same sentence, my heart sings a little and my ears perk up. Lately, Chile's been going through a pop renaissance. At its forefront is one band, Astro. What you are hearing is rare, acoustic Astro. We got to hear Astro both unplugged and plugged in. Check out the difference. Astro's nature is anything but acoustic. Their show was filled with multiple drum kits and melodicas, and this year they were given LAMC's Discovery Award. Not surprising. They're true performers in every sense of the word.
Hi, I'm Andres Nusser.
I am Octavio, the drummer, and we are Astro. Yeah.
I think that rhythm is life. Music comes. Music comes alive.
No, la vida es percusión. No. Life is percussion, man.
I think keep that for you.
See you next time. Bye.
This humor and energy bleeds into everything Astro does. On stage, they dance and engage the audience. Off stage, they jump into the crowd. So what's their formula for success?
I have one secret I can share with you. Before we enter the stage, we always like...
We yell.
We yell. We hug the four of us like in a circle. And we say, no volvimos locos, no volvimos locos.
Lovers of Animal Collective and Radiohead will find something to rave about in Astro. You may even hear some Peter Gabriel in there, and that's on purpose.
I remember one haircut Peter Gabriel did when he was like 22 or something, and he like shaved here. One line like an anti-mohawk or something like that?
Anti-mohawk, reverse mohawk. I know that the first time Peter Gabriel went to Chile, he got out of the plane and he came out on the stair and he kissed the ground and said something like, I'm glad to be at Victor Jara's country or land.
Well, this song, mi segunda canción, my second song, it's called Pepa, like a seed.
Yo creía que era feliz, todavía no conoce la superfelicidad. Hasta que me encontré comiendo todas las cerezas de la quinta.
Much like Argentina's rock scene after the 1980s, Chile's pop scene is colored by its post-dictatorship politics.
I think Chilean music scene is now open to world influences in a way it wasn't before. I mean, I think people in Chile feels like they are part of the world and not isolated in this very far, far away country. You know?
Esto es una tormenta.
I would definitely conceptualize, though, the music scene in Chile as purely pop, in the way that it doesn't self-impose limits on itself.
La rara ocasión, quiero saber si ves.
That's Chilean musician Alex Anvander.
That is a mixture of feeling finally free to express ourselves as a society and also being open to both current international influences and a tradition of Latin song, I guess. I mean, we don't really care about anything. Like, for instance, I can enjoy something like a Bach fugue or something, but I also enjoy Daddy Yankee reggaeton, and I hope both influences might reflect on my music, and that's something we share in Chile.
You can literally see the freedom he's talking about in his video for the song Tormenta. It was shot in Puerto Rico.
In the middle of the jungle. It was really crazy.
In it, there are all kinds of couples. And I mean all kinds of couples. making out.
And it's very much about a celebration of diversity and a kind of subtle protest against discrimination. A bunch of breakup scenarios, I guess, but in a very, very inclusive notion of love and relationships.
So what do we mean when we say alternative?
I think there's like three or four like streams of Venezuelan alternative music.
Venezuelan musician Ulises Hagis.
There's one that I call like high school rock that is like La Vida Bohème, Vinilo Versus, Los Mesoneros, Raguayana. And they all started playing like, while they were in high school. And they have that like scholar like, yo, blah, 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 that I don't have. You can see like the guys from Vinilo Versus, they were really popular in high school. You can tell them like a really straight heterosexual band. Like you see them like, and they, you can see that they were really good at sports. However, you can see me and they say, you can really tell them I wasn't good at sports.
This all-encompassing, hard-to-define yo-no-sé-qué that characterizes Latin alternative stretches continents. And the Spanish band The Pinkertones embraces those diverse influences.
Hola, me llamo Rolf, y no conozco a nadie que se llame como yo.
The audience in the States, after listening to all of our albums, they understood that it's not specifically about being Latino or being so. It's about music and you know, it's just points of view. In the end, we like Latino music, we like rock. No, they were asking us before what was the first album you ever bought, and I said Jimi Hendrix, he said The Cream. So we just love music from all directions. It's okay for us to take all that and mix it together, even if it comes from different places.
So what does Latin alternative mean to you? Tell us everything on Twitter. We are Latino USA, all one word.
We've come to the end of our evening. I hope you guys had a great time. We have a two-time Latin Grammy winner and last year's LAMC Discovery Artist winner, con ustedes, Carla Morrison.
We could go on and on about LAMC and all the amazing conversations we've had, and you're welcome to hear them. Just head on over to our SoundCloud page where you can hear more from these artists and others. You can also check out the full acoustic set from SOBs. Special thanks to our live mix engineer, Edwin Gashinsky.
Ay, desperté con ganas de besarte. Tengo una sed de acariciarte, enredarme a ti y no soltarte. Eres tan embriagante, eres tú. Eres tú.
Coming up on Latino USA, immigration reform in the House of Representatives.
But the 11 million people that are here, you know, the undocumented aliens that are here, that's not the cause of the problem. That's the effect.
That's coming up. No se vayan. Stay with us. Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Nadia Raymond, sitting in for Maria Hinojosa. The Senate passed an immigration reform bill last month. It includes, among other things, a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants and a border security amendment. Former President George W. Bush, who has largely avoided the limelight since leaving office, even came out to stress the importance of immigration reform earlier this month.
The laws governing the immigration system aren't working. The system is broken. We're now in an important debate in reforming those laws. And that's good. I don't intend to get involved in the politics or the specifics of policy. But I do hope there is a positive resolution to the debate.
Now, things are heating up in the House of Representatives as members debate several bills addressing the immigration picture piece by piece. House Speaker John Boehner, Republican of Ohio, at a press briefing last month.
The House is not going to take up and vote on whatever the Senate passes. We're going to do our own bill through regular order, and it'll be legislation that reflects the will of our majority and the will of the American people. To pass the House, it's going to have to be a bill that has the support of a majority of our members.
Both sides of the aisle agree that the United States has a broken immigration system, but there are disagreements over the priorities. Do we address security first, economic needs, the path to citizenship? We talked with Democratic Representative Javier Becerra of California.
So to fix the broken immigration system, you need to do at least four things. And on immigration reform, it means dealing with border security, making sure that we as a sovereign nation know who's coming into our country, should have a sense of who's coming out. Secondly, enforcing our laws at the workplace so that we know that the person taking a job is someone who's entitled to work in this country. Third, we have a visa system that is very broken, where you have people waiting years and years, in some cases decades, to be able to come in to join with their parents or their children. You fix that, and you deal with a lot of the reasons why people come into this country without documents. And then finally, of course, you've got the 10 or 11 million people who work very hard. And so we need to make sure we come up with a system that lets those in the shadows come out of the shadows. So that way, the only people that we find behind the shadows are the people who we really do want to pursue, the drug dealers, the criminals, the potential terrorists.
We understand that we have to fix this broken immigration system, but we have to do it methodically and we have to do it right.
Raul Labrador is a Republican congressman from Idaho. He explains what's been criticized as a piecemeal approach to immigration reform.
We don't call it piecemeal in the House of Representatives. What we think is we need to do a step-by-step approach. We need to make sure that we don't repeat the mistakes of 1986, where you had legalization and amnesty first, and then you had a promise of future enforcement. What we want to make sure is that we have the enforcement components in place, that something in the law triggers a mechanism for people to become legal.
Well, a piecemeal approach is exactly what it sounds like. Piece by piece, when you've got a system that's broken in many parts, fixing one part won't fix the machine. You have to fix the machine, the entire system. And putting a Band-Aid on one broken piece doesn't fix the problem. Right now, the House Republicans have chosen not to provide the House with a chance to debate all four elements, so I think that would not be good.
So if both parties agree on the need to fix a broken system, is it really just about the politics of where to begin? Maybe. Speaker Boehner has made clear that border security is the Republicans' priority.
Immigration reform has to be grounded in real border security. That's what the American people believe, and it's a principle that our majority believes in as well.
And for Labrador, the path to citizenship is not the first step.
When I think of immigration reform, I think of the broken system. When some people think of immigration reform, they only think about the 11 million. But the 11 million people that are here, you know, the undocumented aliens that are here, that's not the cause of the problem. That's the effect of the problem that we have right now. The reason we have so many people here illegally is because we have a broken system. So it would make absolutely no sense for us to start out trying to fix the problem by talking about what to do with the 11 million.
So, legalization versus border security, a chicken and egg debate? Let us know your thoughts by posting on our Facebook page or send us a tweet at LatinoUSA. So for a while now, we've been doing a series called News or Noise. We received the following question from one young man.
Since immigration has become so sensationalized, how can the news be more objective?
So we want to know, what do you think? Can the media be more objective? Where are you seeing or reading or hearing slanted coverage? What makes you think something is designed for a liberal or a conservative audience? Send us a tweet at LatinoUSA, all one word. Or better yet, leave us a message at 646-571-1228. That's 646-571-1228. Can't wait to hear from you. Leave you today with a cover song, just a little something we thought was fun. Can you recognize the original inspiring this Los Master Plus song, El Extraño? Cuando llegaste tú, no te pude ni mirar. Eres como un ángel. Tu piel me hace llorar. Como espuma en un mundo de color, eres tan especial. Quiero ser especial y yo no soy así. Soy tan extraño. For this week, that's LatinoUSA. Please become our amigos. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, and we are now on Tumblr. Our program is produced by Carolina Gonzalez, Deborah George, Lita Hartman, AC Valdez, Daisy Rosario, Diana Montaño, Miguel Simon Johnson, and Michael Jones. Our live audio mix this week was by Edwin Gashinsky. LatinoUSA is produced by the Futuro Media Group in Harlem. The program was founded at the University of Texas at Austin, and our executive producer is Maria Hinojosa. Join us again next week for another edition of NPR's LatinoUSA.
LatinoUSA is made possible in part by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation and by the Marguerite Casey Foundation, dedicated to achieving a more just and equitable society for all, and the Ford Foundation, dedicated to working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. News or Noise is funded by the Why News Matters initiative at the McCormick Foundation, fostering communities of educated, informed, and engaged citizens. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumber Liquidators, hardwood, bamboo, and cork flooring for the home handyman or building professional. More at lumberliquidators.com. And the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture, poetryfoundation.org, and the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.